USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Frustrations continue for thousands of travelers who are stuck at airports.
The saying, you can't get there from here, is ringing true for those who have spent any time waiting in an airport this weekend, like this woman trying to catch a flight to Canada.
My flight was canceled. I was going to go to Vancouver, and now I don't know what to do.
Another says it will be difficult to get to Spain in time for the holidays.
My flight to Frankfurt was at 10 p.m. and got canceled.
If it's not delays or cancellations, it's lost baggage.
They sent my snowboard to Sacramento without me.
And terminals like at Denver International Airport are packed with travelers camping out for their flight home.
There's literally just people sleeping all over the place.
Officials say make sure to check with your airline before heading to the airport, but even then, your flight could still be impacted. I'm Jeremy Scott.
At least 17 deaths are being blamed on a massive winter storm that's gripping the U.S. Hazardous road conditions resulted in a 46-car pileup in Ohio that killed three. The National Weather Service says dangerously cold temperatures continue for the eastern two-thirds of the country, with blizzard warnings and whiteout conditions near the Great Lakes. Hard freeze warnings have been posted as far south as Louisiana, Alabama, and northern Florida. Former Republican candidate for governor Carrie Lake says she will appeal a decision handed down by an Arizona judge earlier today dismissing her election misconduct suit. The former TV news anchor alleged that election officials in Maricopa County had sabotaged her victory by causing printer malfunctions and violating chain of custody procedures. Nobody matched all six numbers in Friday night's $510 million drawing. That means the jackpot grows to an estimated $565 million, the sixth largest jackpot in the history of the game. Mega Millions says it's also only the 11th time the prize has been higher than $500 million. The next drawing, Tuesday night. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Police are investigating a fatal shooting at the Mall of America in Minnesota. Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges says a 19-year-old man was killed Friday night during an altercation between two groups inside a Nordstrom store. Investigators are reviewing video in an effort to identify the suspects. Former President Trump says potential indictments didn't play into his decision to run for president in 2024. In an interview published in New York Magazine, Trump said he did nothing wrong and insisted the fear of being indicted had nothing to do with his campaign. The former president is the subject of several investigations, including those focused on his role in last year's Capitol attack. University of California grad student workers are ratifying a new labor agreement. The deal ratified yesterday ends an historic six-week strike. The agreement includes big wage gains, support for child care, and new protections against bullying and harassments. Roughly 48,000 teaching assistants, tutors, researchers, and postdoctoral scholars walked off their jobs on November 14th, marking the nation's biggest academic worker strike ever. Catholics will gather tonight for midnight mass at New York City's St. Patrick's Cathedral. Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men. I bring you good news. Here in Bethlehem, a Savior has born for us, and his name is Christ the Lord.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan. This is USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.